what time it is, baby. One order radio, 6 o'clock blitz, playing the hottest hits. CJS 90.1 FM, Burnaby, SFU. I'm with my best mans, and you know that we keeping it live, so I gotta lay down the lines. Look, we started that song off with Kendrick Lamar, Heart Part 6, that was Shining Like a Star. Oh, I just did that. Then we had La Ola, Gold Kid, that's a match. Ah, then we had The Internet by, well, we had The Internet, and that song was called Girl. Yeah, man, you know what it is, baby. We having a great time over here. Go, kids, say peace.
Peace, bro.
How's it going, man? How's it going?
Amazing, bro. Having a good time.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be sharing here some words with y'all. Shout out to all the listeners, everybody that is tuning in.
True indeed, man. We love y'all, man. And always tap in with us. We here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m., baby. Look, this is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, SFU. We at the top of the hill. Bop, 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 bop. So, La Ola, off of the single off of the album, The Atlas.
Yes, sir.
Yo, man, tell the audience about this, man.
Atlas on the way, bro. That's my most personal project so far. 15 songs that are releasing this month on the 25th.
Mm.
And Atlas is about carrying some emotional weight on your shoulders. It's my story through love, pain, struggle, dreams, ambition. All of this mixed with my Latino roots and global sound in a positive way to encourage my fans, my audience, my community, and everybody that listens to it, and to give them strength to pull through adversity and keep going forward. For the people, this is an album that I created with my personal experience, but it's dedicated and it's for everybody that ever felt that is carrying a weight on their shoulders, like Atlas.
Atlas, man. Shout out to Atlas.
Shout out to Atlas.
Atlas, man. Shout out to Atlas, man. Carrying the world on the shoulders, man. No doubt, bro. So, do you think this is going to be your best work yet?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah?
My best work yet. I've been working on this in 2022.
Oof, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm part of most of the production. I collaborate with producers from here, Vancouver, and from Peru. Last year, I was in Peru after 5 years.
Okay.
In February. And most of the concept, I knew I wanted to make an album, but most of the concept was when I went to Peru and felt different. Felt like all this compilation of emotions in me that I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I got reunited with my friends that I started making music with. Shout out to Sebas, to Cielo, to mi primo Mauricio, and there is when I felt that I wanted to create something that had a lot of value, that could transmutate all the feelings that I was carrying in my body. And that's how I came up with the concept of Atlas, using reference, giving the album a topic, given the album a theme, and make a conceptual project, because I think that's my thing. I really like creating EPs, mixtapes, and albums that have a concept and circle around something with meaning, something meaningful to my legacy.
No doubt, man. Concept, right?
Yes,
you know, sir. I'm doing some similar projects like that, right? You know, concept albums. I know they still exist, and they were definitely something that was very foundational in the beginning, you know, as far as hip hop goes. Actually, I would say more, you know, mid-late, you know, getting into the 80s, right? But like really like having a concept and you know, striving to really express your thoughts, your emotions, and making it so that it's relatable, you know, so people can relate to it, right? And I think that's really the best music, is that people can relate to it. I mean, obviously, you know, you need your party jams and you need, you know, but it still gotta be relatable.
Yeah.
You know? Especially if you don't have like a machine, like these mainstream artists who got machines behind them, right? Their music could be garbage, but you know, they got a machine behind them, so they're gonna push it out and people are gonna soak it up, right?
Definitely.
And you know, I don't like to dumb the people down, you know? To be dumb is to lack intelligence. To be dumb, by definition, is not to be able to speak, you know? You don't have the ability to speak, so I don't like to dumb people down with my music, right? I like to elevate you, you know what I mean? I want to lift you up. I want to wake you up, right? I want to show you that, you know, there's something greater going on.
For sure.
Inside and outside of you.
And that brings to yourself, like, great experiences, too, and experiences that are positive in your day-to-day basis. Relations, and, like, people that you met. When you start putting that positive energy out and using your creativity in the most genuine way, or trying to find that path that guides you to where you want to be, where you want to stand, brings to your life great experiences that are helping you vibrate higher than the rest and dodge all the negativity around. Because there is a lot of devil outside. There is negative experience and negative emotions everywhere you go. But when you start building this in yourself, this positive mindset, and try to follow what you want to do, what you want to actually do, and as you say, speak as well, speak into existence, you start seeing the path more clear, and you can dodge through all of those negative emotions that are out there, and negative experience, and people that, like, it's evil, right? Because there is good, there is evil, and you cannot, like, just erase the evil from your life, but you can move through it in a good way.
Yes, you can navigate it.
Navigate it.
True indeed. True indeed. There's definitely booby traps, you know, set up for people in society, in the world, right? And if you know how to navigate, then, you know, you'll be able to dodge those booby traps. Also be able to withstand the storms, right? You know, so... How does your family, what does your family think about your music?
They love it.
Yeah.
My mom, my sisters, my dad, my uncles, my cousins. I feel like it's a way that they can feel my presence when I'm not there.
Yeah, I like that.
My mom always tells me that sometimes she feels anxious or she's feeling sad. And she plays my songs. It gives her company.
So
hearing that gives me a lot of courage, and it's beautiful to have that feeling.
Yes.
That with my music, I can be presence, even though I'm not there physically, but I'm there emotionally or mentally, spiritually for them.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of message that I'm still learning. I'm still, like, seeking guidance from my inner self. But what I learned, I put it into music. And I listen songs that I made 5 years ago, 4 years ago. And there are some things that I written or are freestyle, and I say it in a song that I didn't know why I say that. But then I experience it, or some message that I listen from my past and I apply in my present. I try to keep evolving my mentality, my philosophy of life, and I feel like this has a really good repercussion in my family too, because they know that I'm not doing this just out of hobby or with no direction. They know I'm driven and I'm always seeking that personal growth. And yeah, I feel like they are proud I feel like they are always encouraging me to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great, brother. Having like your family liking what you're doing.
For sure.
Supporting you.
Yeah.
Knowing that you won't disappoint. It's a good feeling.
It is. It is, man. Shout out to Mama, man. Shout out to the.
Yeah,
shout out to Mama, man. You know. And no, man, it's you know, my mother, my old earth, my mother, she came and watched us perform at the Black Music Month Festival, and
amazing.
Yeah, she was just so proud of me, you know, so happy to see, right, you know. And yeah, man, it's that's, but what you said about her, you know, when she feels, when your mother's going through whatever she's going through and she just puts on your music, like, man, that's what this is about, bro.
Exactly.
That's what this is about, you know. And that's great to hear, you know, that it's not like oh, you know, she's my mother, so she's gonna support me. Like, no, she likes what you're doing, right? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? You know, some people will be like, you know, they're your friends or whatever. They'll be like, oh, well, you know, you're my friend, so I like it, but I don't really support. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, right? So, that's very encouraging, very inspiring to hear, right? I want to ask you, how did you learn to speak, you know, this bastard language called English so well?
Okay, this is a story for all my Latinos or whoever came from another country where English is not your first language.
Yeah.
When I first came here, I was working.
Uh huh.
And I was working hard, and I had a lot to say, but I couldn't. And back home, I learned English in high school. I went to an institute to learn English, so I thought I knew English when I came here. But I just knew, like, I want to go to the washroom.
Uh-huh.
Hello, how are you? All the basics. And when people speak to me, I couldn't understand.
Mm.
And when I was working, I felt so frustrated that I didn't know how to communicate my ideas and my mentality, and that I wanted to express more, but the limitation was the language. So I started learning by myself online, and then I saved some money and paid school, and I went and learned in school here. In Main Street, actually. Shout out LCC.
LCC.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember going there and study. It was great too, because I studied with international people, like people from Korea, Japan, Brazil, Argentina. Like, and it was great to see the culture difference too, because I didn't experience that before. Being in a classroom where you can learn from different traditions and different cultures, and sometimes something that for me growing up was in a certain way, in like a neighbor country or like the other side of the world, totally different, right? Their beliefs, and it was great. So if I don't want to go too off topic, but yeah, I just like learn and practice what I learn every day to learn English. And I'm not the best like speaking, but at least now I can communicate.
Yeah,
at least a 60%, 70% of what I want to say, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The learning never stops. Like, the level that I wanna be speaking, it's I'm still on that, on the way.
Yeah.
Keep learning more. Yeah.
Yeah, man. And I mean, that's look, you know, knowledge is infinite. You can always learn. Doesn't matter, you know. And that's great, bro. You know, sounds like you take great pride in self growth and development.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's important, right? Because if you're not elevating, then you're, you know, you're de-escalating.
Exactly.
You know, you're going down, right? And ain't nobody got time to go down. You know what I'm saying?
And I compare like life with this metaphor that in a mall, the electric stairs that go up.
The escalator, yeah.
The escalator. You can be going up, 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 but then if you get stuck, you won't remain on the same point. Like, it will like bring you down, right? It's like you're going up, but not in the one that takes you up, in the one that it's coming down. You're just trying to climbing up, and if you stay and have no movement and build no momentum, you're slowly it's gonna bring you back to where you start, or maybe like behind that. And yeah, that's why I think like self-growth and being a little bit better every time and every day, or put a step by step, it's so important in our lives, not only as artists but also as like human beings.
No doubt, man.
A little bit of motion, it's better than no motion. A little bit of progress is way better than no progress at all.
True indeed.
Yeah.
True indeed. Don't get stagnant, people.
Never.
You tapping in, baby. One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz. We here. We got Gold Kid in the building. We going to keep this train moving. Because if you ain't moving, then you might be losing. Man, you know what? I take that back. All because you ain't moving doesn't mean you're losing. Sometimes you got to pause. Sometimes you do got to stand still
and appreciate
where you are. You know what I'm saying? Peace to that, my brother. Let's keep it going, man. Yeah, I love it, man. I love it. And we definitely going to have to get you on the microphone. Stay tuned, people, because we're going to have a live freestyle by my man Gold Kid here. Yeah. And it's going to be beautiful.
Woo.
Let's get it.
Dios me cuide del mal, tengo mi ángel pero también me sé cuidar, he visto ojos que esconden mucha maldad, sus intenciones ahora las puedo detectar, rodeo de gente pero más hablo conmigo, todos mis cercanos son foráneos, migramos del nido, con mis dulces en canciones lo que he vivido, cojo el micro en la tarima, los pongo a hacer ruido y con este amor al arte ahora gano racks, quizá no viste elegante pero tengo style, aseguro mi futuro, eso claro está, yo sigo chambeando duro, ya llegarán los días que no falten a fin de mes. Que cuando lleguen los piles no estrés. Que en casa no corten la luz otra vez. Igual sigo dando gracias, so bless.
Yo no sigo la ola. Todo pasa de moda. Y a llegar la ola. De ver fruto de los.
La ola, go kid. Bop, 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 bop. Tell the people, man, you want to mic, peace, tell them.
Y a llegar la ola. De ver fruto de lo que siembras.
Me enfoco en mi jardín, no en el del vecino. Entreno habilidades para hacerlo fino. Voy armando piezas en el camino. En lo que hago pongo el cora, sale genuino. Y aunque quieran verme caer, no me voy a torcer. Aún me quedan muchas metas que les falta un check. Tentaciones en la calle que me dicen ven. Pero mis aspiraciones van first. No pierdo mi norte, voy camino al tope. Puesto pa' lo mío, voy más fuerte que un roble. Sé que sueño mucho, pero dime what's the problem. Si no me entiendes, ¿por qué?
Yo no sigo la ola. Todo pasa de moda y a llegar la hora de ver fruto de lo que siempre si yo no sigo la ola. Todo pasa de moda y a llegar la hora de ver fruto de lo que siempre si
yo no sigo la ola. Me sigo en el camino más difícil de andar. Mentalizo las horas. Gracias a ti por siempre orar por mi mamá.
I mix that joint and edit the video too. You gotta be your own record label.
I used to let you at the corner store, but you was with
your friends. Yeah, baby, you know that I'm. Now we sipping Chris out of Malibu, smoking in the bin.
Yeah,
baby,
I love it. You used to tell me, baby, you can hide a while. It's just again.
Always keep it real,
but if you say you pull me in, you hold me close, I'm on a moon again.
Oh, yeah, you know I'm wild.
Laid away weekend, lay naked on the beach in 10. We knew even way back then. I caught at a good investment.
Yeah, show me to a rainforest.
This the type of shit you came for.
This the type of shit you wait for.
This love ain't something you could pay for.
I used to find you on my skateboard. Now we take the keys and close the range doors.
We used to see in K-stores, and now we ain't catching me in A-cores.
You don't wanna lose this chance, let's take a trip, no snow this Christmas. Go somewhere where they speak Spanish. I used to let you at the corner store, but you was with your friends.
Yeah, baby, you know that.
Now we sipping Chris out of Malibu, smoking in the Benz.
Yeah, baby, I love you.
Tell me, baby, you'll get out of
world.
It's just in
the
end. Always keep it real. But every time you pull me in and hold me close, I'm on the moon again.
Oh, yeah, you know.
We could cruise through Malibu. Watch the sunset and set the mood. I got some things I wanna do. Just me, you, and this view.
No, no, no.
Ladies, I got you, baby. You know what time it is, one on the radio, 6 o'clock blitz. Boop, 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 boop.
This isn't urgent, but it's worth it. Cause you want love, my mind.
It's getting deep in, you're the only one I wanna be with. Summer, winter, every season, yeah. Tell me that you're never leaving.
Ooh, baby, I'm never leaving. You're the one I wanna be with. Spring, fall, every season, yeah. What you got, I gotta keep it.
I used to let you at the corner store, but you was with your friends.
Yeah, baby, you know that.
Now we sipping Chris out in Malibu, smoking in the Benz.
Yeah, baby, I love
you. You used to tell me, baby, you got out of world. It's just in your hands.
Always keep it real, tell me.
But every time you pull me in and hold me close, I'm on the moon again.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Let's get it, baby. We ain't stopping. We keeping it in motion. Listen, for all of y'all, we got the next joy
this
for y'all.
This is a journey into sound.
Tell me if you know what this is. Boop, 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 boop.
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
Ready, I throw this switch.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Pump the bass.
This broadcast bring you a special news bulletin from our on-the-spot passport.
Oh my gosh, the music just turns me on.
Thinking of a master plan. Step with the record, step with the record. Thinking of a master plan. Step with the record, step with the record. Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deep up, still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money, I used to be a stick up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I strive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this. Feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss. A pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper. Me and Eric being a nice big plate of fish, which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. So now it's a test to see if I got pulled. hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
Pump up the volume.
Wait a minute, you better talk to my mother.
Was affecting me. All that I knew was you was all the man I had, and I was scared to.